بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This is the شعار عارف في الله الذي أختصر وأنا شاه حكيم محمد أختصر نور الله مقده. The title is رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں.
رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے. رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے. پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے. جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد کہہ کے صلی علی جوم جائے. کہہ کے صلی علی جوم جائے. جب حضوری میرے مولا تیرے گیت گائے. کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے ملتزم پر یہ مانگے دعائیں ملتزم پر یہ مانگے دعائیں
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الحمد للہ صلی علی رسول کریم اما بعد title of the poem is رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں میری بیوٹیفل پوم مولانا شاہ حکیم محمد اکبر صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ اسپیشلی ناؤ دا ٹائم ذو القعدہ ذو الحجہ پیپل آر گوئنگ ٹو مدینہ شریف سو اٹ از ریمائنڈنگ اس دیر شوڈ بی ان ایوری سنگل پرسنز ہارٹ اور نسبت اور کنیکشن ود رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اینڈ اور نسبت اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ مکہ مکرمہ مدینہ منورہ وین کین آئی گو اوور اینڈ اوور دیر ٹو وزٹ مائی بیلاوڈ So this is another thing that رنگ لائیں گے کب کر میری آئے My tears and crying, when will it bring, when will it bear fruit, whenever I see the effect of my tears which I am, the dua which I am making. Alhamdulillah, all of us say dua, daily we take out some time for dua, but there is a difference between our duas and the duas of the Ahlullah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make dua generally for our worldly things, our worldly benefits, and they make dua for their spiritual benefits, spiritual things, akhirat, the life of the year after. So, we should learn from our elders exactly what du'as they made. So Hazrat says here that the du'a which he is making is that he wants to go to Medina Sharif to visit Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Hazrat asked, رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آئے When will my tears bear fruit? پھر مدینہ کی جانب کو جائے And I want to grant the opportunity to go to Medina Sharif. So this is, we should, all of every single one of us should make du'a to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should make effort also in this line. There is some times we go to Medina Munawwara, Allah has given us wealth, and it's not your wealth which will take a person. It is the desire and the fikr within a person. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes people in amazing, amazing ways. And then on the other hand, you get some people very, very wealthy, got so much of millions. But if you ask them, once in their life they had the opportunity of going to Medina Munawwara, Makkah Mukarrama, they haven't performed hajj yet, because there's no desire in their heart. Allah ta'ala is not accepting them, has not called them. So this actually is a thing of acceptance, not a person's money also. But a person must make dua also, and he must make some effort also. One person went to one of our elders, and he said, please, Hazrat, make dua, I want to go for Hajj. So the Hazrat asked him, how much have you started saving up, have you done any effort? He said, no, just make dua, Allah must give me tawfiq to go. He said, make some effort, even if you've taken out a little bit of money, little small amount of money, you carry on taking out. And you see how Allah's help and assistance will come to you. And then Allah Ta'ala will take you himself. There was one lady, like I was told to go for Hajj many years ago, was one lady over 90 years. And she, from the age of 20 when she got married, she decided I want to go for Hajj. So every day 1 rupee, 2 rupees from India. And over 70 years she collected that money. And now at the age of 90, Allah Ta'ala accepted her, she had enough money, and she came for Hajj. So what sacrifice people make also in this world? But this person has got a desire. And even if a person has got desire, he makes dua to Allah Ta'ala. And outwardly it seems his dua is not accepted, he doesn't go. But he will get the full reward. Because he's making that dua, he's got that fikr and concern. So Hazrat says here that, when will my dua be a fruit? جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد کہہ کے چلے آلہ جم جائے When my gaze falls on the green dome, please, when I see my beloved, it's from outside, it's not even my beloved, but just the green dome. Then automatically a person will start sending durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And not just sending durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it will sway to and fro. Great enjoyment, ecstasy. I am visiting my beloved. He mentioned about Mawlana Qasim Nawnawi rahmatullahi alayhi. When he went to Medina Munawwara, from a distance, he could not even see the green dome. But Mawlana Qasim Nawnawi rahmatullahi alayhi took out his shoes. He said, I am in the city of Medina Munawwara, close to it. And my beloved walked in this area. So he took out his shoes. So there were some murids behind. They also took out their shoes and they also started walking. But they said we could walk only for a few steps. Our legs started paining, there were so much of stones on the ground. So the Mawlana Qasim Nawnawi rahmatullahi reciting durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with love and fervor. He went forward. It made no difference between the pain on his leg, what he was going through. So this obviously, these are the certain buzruganity. Certain conditions overcome them. In fact, Prophet said, even follow them, we'll get hurt. It's not right for us. That is why they quickly put on their shoes again. They realize that these people are on a different level, different plane. They are closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But anyhow, to show that how much of love they have for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah give us an iota, the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
کہ نصرت نے اسے حضوری کا عالم عطا ہو, ان کو افسانہ یا غم سنائے. سیدنا عمر نے پریزن بیفور نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, I was brought my heart grief to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I am missing you, I've got love for you, O Nabi of Allah, make dua. When a person goes before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest wasila and means intermediary to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the person should request Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to intercede on his behalf before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. And also whatever other, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cannot answer our needs, cannot fulfill it, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can answer it. Like how we go to a Buzruq, a pious person, does it make dua for me? And we have put greater hope that inshallah this is a pious person, he will make dua for me. My duas are more readily, his duas are more readily accepted. So when we go to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he can't fulfill our need. Only Allah can fulfill our need. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our wasila, our means. Intermediately we can ask Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make dua on our behalf to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he said, I will pour my heart grief to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What harsher conditions I am going through, and most of spiritual conditions. Ab na jana ho kar humko wapas, chupke chupke ye mange duaye. Now we make this dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That obviously the person who has got love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he wants to pass away in Medina Sharif. See, now when I am present before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I make this dua that I never ever want to go back home. I want to stay here and I want to pass away in Medina Sharif. Rather, my life must be sacrificed here in Medina Sharif. Obviously, as you heard, Hazrat one great alim, he went to Makkah Mukarramah, he always made dua. He said, Allah Ta'ala, give me more in this place, Makkah Mukarramah. And then something happened, I think he became sick or there was some earthquake or something. Then he made dua, Ya Allah, not this time, yeah, next time when I come. So this is our condition. We say we want to pass away in Medina Sharif. But if a person has really got that feeling, that fervor, Allah Ta'ala creates the means and the ways for it. Mawlana Yusuf Padir Atta Rahmatullah Ali, he's always made the dua, it was very famous of him, that Allah Ta'ala grant me maut in either Makkah Mukarramah or Medina Munawwara, and Allah Ta'ala granted him the maut in that place. So this is a person who has got that sincerity. He should always make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah must give us death in a good place, in a good time also. Because a person Allah protect and save us, the way a person goes. One of our ustads mentioned to us, he says that what a person does in secrecy, in privacy, that is normally the time of death a person has in his life too. Not the outward actions of people see, but the secret actions. Sometimes look at a person, outwardly he doesn't seem very, very pious. Sometimes he gets such an ajeeb mort. There's two incidents. There was one person from South Africa, a very jolly person, we knew him very well, so he used to come to our house sometimes. And Allah Ta'ala gave him such a mort that he was in, he went to Umrah with his whole family, and in front they were Jumu'ah day also, he was in Ihram, he made his Umrah. And now he couldn't do the Turaqah Salah with Tawaf. So they sat behind, he was sitting by Maqam Ibrahim, he lifted up his hand, the whole family sitting next to him. And in this condition he passed away. After Asr on Friday, in Ihram, in front of the Kaaba Sharif. And he was an ordinary person, businessman. When they asked the wife, that what was the reason you think that your husband got such a mort, such a death like this? So my husband had two qualities. One is a lot of love for Quran Sharif. Whenever opportunity used to come, people are sitting and talking and wasting time, he'll go in the room quietly, he'll take out his Quran Sharif, and he'll read his Quran Sharif. And the other thing was, his business dealing, he'll never do anyone down. Very, very fair person, very straight person. He'll always be very, very careful about his business dealing. So sometimes the person does hidden actions, like these, which no one else knows about. Allah loves that action. And then Allah gives such a Mubarak death. Another incident is mentioned of one person in Makkah Mukarramah, in Jeddah, he had a dream. The so-and-so person you must take him for Umrah. So he had a dream the first day, second day. Third day again he had the dream, he asked an alim, he said, go phone the person, they showed the phone number in the dream. He phoned the person. The person said, me? I must come for Umrah. I'm not even like so particular in the masjid with my 5 times Salah. So anyhow he said, no, but I had a dream, you must come for Umrah. He said, yeah, I live very far away in Riyadh, you must come and fetch me from Jeddah, come to Riyadh and fetch me, and you must take me for Umrah. And no problem, he came, he went all the way, he came to the house, he knocked at the door of that person, and the person opened the door, he got a shock. He doesn't look at the pious person, and I got this dream, I must take him for Umrah. So anyhow, he told the person, are you the person? He said, yes. And he took him for Umrah. After they finished Umrah, before they came back, he said, I want to read 2 rakat namaz before I return home. He said, no problem, go. Now he's waiting outside, 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes. He went inside back to call him, he was in Sajda. touch him, he felt him cold. He passed away in Sajda. Shocked, he said, this is the only Allah cry for, so, from the Kaaba Sharif to pass away. So anyhow, he had promised the person, I will take you back home. So he said, another namaz was performed in the Kaaba Sharif. And then he took him back to Riyadh to bury him. Masalah is, he must always be buried in the same place you passed away. That's the best. But anyhow, because he promised this person, so he took him back home. After they buried him, he went to the wife to find out what action this man did. So she said, my husband wasn't a very, very pious person. But he had one very good quality. There was a widow in our street. Whenever he used to buy groceries for us, he used to buy groceries for her. And whenever he used to leave the groceries for her house, he used to make dua. May Allah give you a good death. So what death Allah Ta'ala gave a person? So our secret actions, and on the other hand, a person has evil actions. In the darkness of the night, no one knows, sitting in front of the internet, or on the cell phone, and all other evil actions. And everyone says he's a khanka person, he's a tablighi person, he's an alim. Then Allah Ta'ala gives him evil death. May Allah Ta'ala protect and save us. So our actions which we are doing, secretly. And Allah says here, yes, tere dar par mera sar ho ya Rab, O Allah, my head become on your thresholds. Jahis tarah kish par lutaye, may I pass away in this way, in sajda before you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I'm sacrificing my life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mujhko apna bana lo karam se, O Allah ta'ala, make me all. Multazam par ye maange duaye. Every time a person must make dua, this is Mawlana Rashid Ahmad Dongoi, rahmatullah alayhi, to make this dua. Allahumma kun lana wa ja'alna lak. Allahumma kun lana wa ja'alna lak. O Allah, you become ours, and let us become yours. Allahumma kullana wa ja'alna lak. So we should make this dua also, not only at the multazam, but more so at the multazam. Otherwise, always we must make this dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah, let us become yours. Let us get a love and connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dono alam siksya hai haqiqat, jitna alam ho tujh par lutaye. What is the reality of both the world, this world also and the life of the year after? I wish to sacrifice all the world, O Allah ta'ala, for your pleasure. This is of my passion with God's reality. We can't even sacrifice our dunya, the enjoyment of this world, for Allah Ta'ala's pleasure. But that must be the jazba and desire within every person. O Allah, both the worlds I want to sacrifice, only so I can get your love and your muhabbat. Sare alam mein phir phir ke ya Rab, tera dard hai muhabbat sunaye. This must become the feeling of every one of us. This was in Hazrat's heart. He had the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So his desire was to spread in the whole world and to go and tell everyone about the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First we must bring the love of Allah ta'ala into our heart. And then also when we get opportunity, tell other people about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make them aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person wants to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make the people beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let them get the love of Allah ta'ala. You automatically, Allah will start loving you. So even though we are not worthy of it, go and tell the people about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You need someone, encourage him. Get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make dua for them. Go to the masjid. Encourage other people. You will also get the love of Allah ta'ala. Tera dard hai muhabbat sunakir, saare alam ko majnu banaye. And after I will tell the whole world about your love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will make the whole world mad. Mad in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today the whole world is mad in the love of dunya, things of this world, all small, small petty things. But make them mad in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Saare alam ko majnu banakar, mere mola tere jeet gaye. And when a person becomes the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and now he has become mad, then all the time he will be singing the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thinking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and speaking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever is in the heart of a person automatically will come out. If a person loves, now soccer unfortunately went past, if a person loves it, all the time he's talking about that. And at the time of death, unfortunately this will come out also. And if a person is speaking about Allah, always about the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the time of death this will come out inshallah. And other things, لذتِ قرب پا کر تیری ہم لذتِ دو جہاں بھول جائے. When a person will get the closeness and the enjoyment of the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will forget the enjoyments of both the world, of the dunya also and of the akhirat also. Especially when a person sees Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in akhirat, all the enjoyments of jannah he will forget. So imagine in this world, if a person gets the closeness and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where will this world ever be anything in his eyes? May Allah give us the tawfiq and ability through the barakat and blessings of these majalis to get this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dar badar dunta hai ya akhtar, ahle dard hai muhabbat ko paaye. The Hazrat says that he goes from place to place to search for those people who are possessed with the pain of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to sit in their company, because the lovers of Allah ta'ala sit in one another's company, and they will derive the love of Allah ta'ala from each other. So we are sitting in the company of our Mashaykh, our Buzruq, inshallah, that the love of Allah Ta'ala will be transferred into our heart. So wherever we were sitting, try and sit in the company of the pious people. Hazrat was a very great Shaykh. But he said also, as it comes in the ayat of the Quran, وَسْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ Allah Ta'ala commanded Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that you also come and sit in the company of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, who are lower than you. If you sit in their company, then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala also will, the iman of everyone will be increased by means of this company. So may Allah give us tawfiq. Always sit in the company of the pious people, the Ahlullah, the friends of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. This will increase our love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاء والأكم روح فدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه الأخاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وذكر فإن الذكرى تنفع المؤمنين صدق الله المولانا العظيم في درود شريف May Allah give us topic to read Durood Sharif regularly every day. And on the day of Jummah, may Allah give us topic to increase our Jummah. They are great, great virtues. Read 10 times in the morning, it's hardly half a minute, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You read even the shortest Durood. And 10 times at night, the virtues are tremendous. And inshallah, on the day of Qiyamah, we'll see the value. And on Jummah, try to increase. If we're reading every day 10, Juma make it 25, 50, if we make it 100, and mashallah, no matter how much we increase, it's not enough. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Also, to bring sunnahs into our lives. Allah give us tawfiq to bring every sunnah. One which we can call a sunnah, but it's more higher than a sunnah also, is to keep our trousers above the ankles. Now, in this winter period, many of us wear the long johns, warm trousers under. Sometimes we pull it below the ankle and we pull the socks up. So the trouser you see above the socks, but actually it's gone below the ankle. So we must make sure even those long johns are not going below the ankle. Sometimes we pull it right down, we pull up the socks, our socks that we are wearing. And in the meantime, the trouser is below the ankle. Allah give us tawfiq to fulfill every command, make us conscious. And this is also really a dua and an effort for our Islam. That we become, what am I doing wrong in my life? There are many things which we are doing and it doesn't strike us also. And even, it happens sometimes we talk about it also. But I've got that weakness in me. And I'm telling other people about it. And we don't, it doesn't strike us. So this is a thing we should make dua for also, that Ya Allah, open upon me my weaknesses. Actually today, hardly you'll find that. Friendship, true friendship is that one friend tells his other friend what weakness he's got. That's a real true friendship. But that it doesn't exist anymore. Nobody wants to tell anyone. And nobody wants to accept also. If somebody has to tell us also, we don't want to accept it also. Husband and wife, you tell the wife something, she says, but you like that. She tells you, you tell her, she's like that. Between husband and wife, we don't want to accept. Between father and children, we do. Parents tell us, we get angry. Old people, what they know. Our children have to tell us, they are youngsters, what they know. But many youngsters, mashallah, Allah has blessed them with what great quality. And how they died, Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, his father, Ya Abati, Ya Abati, Ya Abati, what love he was calling his father towards righteousness, that he wouldn't accept. So Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. The ayat kareema that I've recited, that wazakir remind, because a reminder is beneficial to the believer. All what we speak is all known to everyone, so just that we get together, Allah, by the barakat of our mashayikh, by Allah's fazl, we get an opportunity to serve, and we make some muzakra. We talk about something which I now mind, but you keep on talking, it becomes fresh again, and new angles and avenues also open, new desires to practice also open. So during these times, these are our what the season Allah has given us. Really, like from Rajab, you can say the whole year, every moment, people, like the sun when it rises every morning, Farishta say, this day will never come in your life. Okay. Like that, every moment will never come. You've got this one opportunity. And really, what we have to do is make our object of life, our deen, our akhirah. Many of us, perhaps all of us, me, the first, now to talk is nice, but actually, have we made a purpose and object of our life? Or are we just living like animals also? And we came in this world, we have to eat, we need food, we get married, we have children, look after the children, bring up the children, we die and finish. But what was my object of life? Why did Allah create me? And this is for everyone. At the lowest level, at least, that I must live a deeny life. Even if I don't contribute to Islam, to deen or anything, my object in this world is to fulfill the commands of Allah in the pattern of Rasulullah Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My object is not that I'm a businessman. Like today, everywhere, occupation, we write that whatever it is, that is my occupation. But really, our occupation is deen, the service of deen. That is really, if not to serve deen, Allah grant us that also, but at least to practice on deen. In our heart, in our minds, Allah put it that my occupation is to practice on deen, to bring deen in my life. That is why I am here in this world. Hazrat Qari Muhammad Tayyib Sahib, rahmatullah alayh, wherever he traveled a lot, almost perhaps the whole where and where, Allah Ta'ala took him for service and khidmat of deen. And visa application forms, when you enter the port, you have to fill in a form of occupation, student of deen. Then when he was a whole, how? That student of deen. So this is how they took their lives, that we are here for the sake of deen. Whether we are student of deen, we are a teacher of deen, we are promoting deen, we are spreading deen, whatever it is, but deen, we have to make our object. Allah give us that tawfiq that we do that. Like for example, in the morning when we get up, just shortly, Ya Allah, my purpose of life is your deen. That I must bring deen into my life, then my family, then the whole ummah, everyone, deen must come into my life. So my object of life is not that I'm any particular thing, but it is the deen of Allah Ta'ala. If we can't write it in their forms, but at least in our hearts, that I am here in this world for the deen of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So with regard to that, like now, the season that Allah has blessed us from Rajab, which we associate and relate with namaz, then comes Shaban with our pure spiritual purification, then comes Ramadan, what a month. And after Ramadan, we learn that Buzurgani Deen, they make different intentions when after Ramadan, when the moon of Shawwal is sighted. One of those people like Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, that as soon as the moon is sighted, then the season, the mausam of Hajj has started. And with the Arabs, this was a big thing. The season of Hajj has started. And with the Ahlullah also, the righteous and the pious. So Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, my heart immediately goes to Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif. Yeah. May Allah bless us with that also. All of us only going for Hajj, mashallah. Many people are going, gone already. They are on their way also. And many people are yearning to go also. And as Maulana Musa Sahib explained, that how Allah Ta'ala, when He wants to accept somebody, one instance of one lady, ordinary lady, who went to look for work as a maid to help in the house by rich people in Karachi, in Pakistan. And then she started getting her wages, and her husband was way out, like no namaz, no masjid, nothing. But she was a pious lady. So she told that house lady that every month from my salary, you keep certain amount for my hajj. So they started doing that. Then finally, she saved up a certain amount. Now she wanted to go for hajj. She put in the application for her and her husband. When her husband heard, he said, me, hajj? Where? I'm going for hajj. But she wanted to go. They put in the application. And those people were going. Her boss, they were had a very good relationship for the lady she worked for. So they also were going. So she said, we'll come with you. Yeah, we are serving you. There also we'll serve you. Then it happened so that the boss, the people there, hajj application wasn't accepted. These people was accepted. And then they went for hajj. And the husband in the hajj, he complete difference. He turned. And his life, what it became. So everything, don't blame the wife. She's not supporting me. Don't blame the husband. My husband is like that. We have that in us, Allah. And we beg of Allah. And Allah is that being, when you beg of Him, He's not going to deny you. And Allah is not so cheap, you've got no desire for Allah and you're going to get Allah. And Allah is not so expensive and so difficult to get that you want Him and you don't get it. You just go in there and Allah give us. So we are in that season. So Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah says, this is the time that Mahajir goes towards Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif. We also should be thinking, the Hajis will be going, they'll be going to Mina, going to Arafat, going to Musdalifa. Allah Fawza and Mubarak they will be, Madinatul Munawwara, our desire also is that. And that is a very great ibadah. May Allah bless us all that we have that desire. Allah will take us on our time, inshallah. But at least that desire be there. That is a very, very great thing. So Allah Ta'ala, let us continuously think about that also. And as we usually say, very fortunate is that person who may be far away physically, bodily from Medina Sharif, Makkah Sharif, but his heart is there. And may Allah save us that we are in Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, but our hearts are far from there. We don't enjoy Zamzam, we enjoy all the other drinks of the world. We don't enjoy being in the Haram, we enjoy to be in the shopping places. We don't enjoy our Quran Sharif, we enjoy our cell phone. And all the things, the politics of our of the world is more important for us. The sports of the world, weather of the world, that is more important. And we are in Makkah Sharif, we are in the hotel. MashaAllah, MashaAllah, most of the people, they appreciate. But sometimes we hear a person, he hardly goes to the Haram all the time, just in his room or what, without any excuse, but a valid excuse, no problem. But Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq to let our hearts be there, inshallah. And like our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, his heart, how much all this ash'ar now, all, how many other ash'ar, passed away in Karachi. But somebody almost the next night dreamt that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam holding Hazrat's hand and taking him to Jannatul Baqi. So we can die wherever, but our heart is there, Allah will put us there. And we hear the instances, people who died there and they are put somewhere else. Allah save us all. So, and many times also we just go on the zahir, but the batin, the inside, that is important. So, and the zahir also must be according to Sharia, must be correct also. And we are responsible for the zahir. And the inside, that Allah knows. A person, whatever intention, niyat he's got, that is between him and Allah. Like for example, a crook. And they work like that in our country some time ago, hopefully we didn't hear. But they used to go to pious, wealthy people and tell them, we have come to collect the zakat. People haven't given it. Actually, they come and rob them. They say, people haven't given your zakat. So if a person is a crook like that and is sincere, he's going to steal from the rich, force them to take out that money and zakat, and he goes and give it to the poor. And he doesn't keep 1 cent for himself also. But it will be not, it's not correct. It's true. His intention is correct. That's between him and Allah, whatever that. But his method is wrong, it's wrong. So just like that, the effort of deen also, the method also, your intention, how you want to do your work of deen, and you are sincere and whatever, that's between you and Allah. But yeah, we will be responsible for what we see on the outside, and according to that, everything has to be done. So Allah give us tawfiq to understand our deen also properly. And we understand the efforts of deen also must be done in the right lines. Hazrat Allama Yusuf bin Nuri rahmatullahi alayhi, towards the end of his life, he gave a very, very inspiring talk. Like what Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba says, our tears roll from our eyes, our hearts tremble. What a talk. So one very genuine, true murid of Hazrat, very close to Hazrat, he said, what a talk, Hazrat. We people who have come here, we have listened, we have benefited. If we make a video out of this, we put it on TV and we spread it in the whole world, how many more people will benefit? Hazrat became extremely angry and very cross. Like we will say, he became red in the face. And he said that if we use the wrong means to spread deen, then no matter how much deen can spread, like that, the outward, we have spread deen, but we have failed by Allah. And if we use the right means, and nobody gets hidayat also. There were those Anbiya that nobody got hidayat. But whoever can ever say the Nabi was a say, na'uzu billah. He was a great, we did our work and we do it with the correct way. The method also has to be correct. The niyat also must be right. The method also must be right. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So that was one buzurg that when they see the moon of Eid, they are reminded of Makkah, Medina Sharif. Then there are those pious people, as soon as they see the moon of Eid, this year's Ramzan Eid, immediately they become happy that the next year Ramzan is coming already. And they start, they can't count down, 1 minute is gone, 1 day is gone, 1 week is Ramzan is coming. Allah says that it mustn't be we that somehow I manage this year's Ramzan. I don't know next year what's going to happen. No, may that bring Allah bring that anxiousness. And in that also there are many things also. For example, generally our Taraweeh that takes place in our masajid, we make lot of shukr. We got 20 rakats Taraweeh and almost everywhere full Quran Sharif. One student of ours, very good hafiz, he went to his village far, right in the jungle, wherever. So I asked him, he said, most only read 8 rakats. And then I asked, are you read full? No, only from Alam Tara, just a few surahs. Because just it is not in the ummah, many, many places. We don't appreciate what treasure. And that's also another very important thing. Our old buzurgs who were here, and what foundation they put, we are eating of that fruit. And it must not happen, we destroy their effort. One of our ustads went to a foreign country, for Ramzan, and he, when he came back, he gave little Saad Guzari. He says he heard many talks of deen given in the masjid. He really person in masjid, that is his life all the time. But he said, hardly ever heard any of our buzurgs name, any buzurgs name. Maulana so and so, Sheikh so, only all professors this and doctor that and all that in deen he talks. Allah save us from that day that we don't hear our buzurgs name. And may it be that we're not heading in that direction. Today we don't want to associate with our elders. We don't want to recognize them as our elders. We feel that we are everything. That we can do our research, we can do our things. And we don't need the elders. And this only needs one small thing. Just study the lives of our elders. And then we will realize who they were. Wherever it can be, the great, great buzurgs of our subcontinent, India, Pakistan, if we read their lives, how they devoted themselves for deen. And not only there, see the people in Saudi Arabia. Because we don't know, we think it's not there. At the present moment, how many people have sacrificed for deen? They are in jail. They are being tortured, but they won't waver. Deen is deen. Just for saying anything about the truth of deen, they are thousands of ulama, hundreds of thousands also that have the views of the Ahl Sunnat wal Jamaat. But because of that, the poor people, they are silenced immediately. But they remain firm. Whether it is Egypt and Turkey, all these places, the legacy of Turkey, Allahu Akbar. If we read that and we see what these people have sacrificed, what they went through to keep deen alive. And then we today, we just got it on the plate and we're not appreciating. So the squilty rakat sarawi allaha, and yeah, alhamdulillah, the more we make shukr and the more we make qadr, وَلَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ Allah will increase us. So let us appreciate. So this the Taraweeh, alhamdulillah, we have got our 20 rakat. But let it not be that we want it in our masjid the earliest so we get the biggest crowd. Or the fastest so we get the biggest crowd. And the biggest crowd is not the object. The making it correctly the Taraweeh. And Shariat is not that hard. That if you start your Taraweeh at 7, at 8 o'clock, 7:30, that you're going to finish at 10:30. No, you'll finish 5 minutes later, but you made your Taraweeh properly. Eh? Just that little bit, the reading will be nice correctly. It's just a matter of about 5 minutes. And your ruku will be nicely, your sajda will be nicely, and Allah will be so happy. And on the other hand, that we just want to rush through. That we just want to feel, it looks like the outward impression is like a burden on us. And we just want to get it off our head. No, we should be welcome. So from now, we work in that direction also. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Then you get the other buzurgs that when they see the moon of Eid, they, for 6 months, they cry that we didn't spend our Ramadan correctly. We did not appreciate it. And the more we come to know, at least about Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, one advice he should give people when they're going for Hajj, he says that Ramadan will come every year. This year we didn't appreciate it. Hopefully next year we will make it a bit better. But Hajj normally is once in a lifetime. So we should prepare for it also like that. And in any case, Allah give us all many Hajj. But what your first Hajj was is your first Hajj. Your first Hajj was your first Hajj. And how much we prepared. But there also we know, we say the genuine people, whoever made their Hajj, they say, I want to go again, I didn't make my Hajj properly. And they want to get prepared again. I want to go again and go and do my Hajj. So Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq to prepare for Hajj. And Ramzan, and every moment is not going to come back. Every moment in our life, Allah give us tawfiq to make qadr of this short life of ours. Really, very short. And it wasn't to prepare for something which you're going to leave behind. But Allah didn't give us this life that you make your effort and everything just for something that you're going to leave behind. No, what you have sent forward. That is what Allah has given us our life. So Allah give us tawfiq. Let us reflect on our Ramadan. How did I spend my Ramadan? Let us make resolutions for next year. If we make our resolutions for next year's Ramadan, already the sawab starts now. Allah Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, you made your Fajr namaz, you make your intention is in your heart. But just make it a bit more consciously that I'm going to make my Zohar. From now you are counted in Zohar. Now you're going to go and have breakfast. Now you're going to go to your shop. You're going to do business. Everything. But you are counted reading Zohar Namaz. You read your Zohar. Make your niyat. I'm going to make Asr now. After 4 hours will be Asr time. And I have to go somewhere. I'll make in that masjid. You just, more or less you made it in your mind. You are in Asr Namaz. You made your Isha Namaz. That now you're putting your watch, you're setting your time. I have to get up for Tahajjud, I have to get up for Fajr. So I'm setting, the whole night you sleep, dreaming whatever you want to dream. But you are in Tahajjud Namaz. You are in Fajr Namaz. And what a deen Allah has given us. Where can we get a deen like this? And but this is, that is why we get together. We sit, we talk, we make muzakra. Allah give the speaker tawfiq. Allah give us all tawfiq. And we don't know where somebody picks up what. And then you just made a little muzakra and try and have these muzakras everywhere. Whether it's a social gathering, when you visit by somebody, 5-10 people we are sitting, people will start talking all other things. Try to turn the talk towards me. Bring it towards me. People ask that, وَإِذَا ذُكِرُ اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ When Allah only is mentioned, only talks about deen, people are not interested. Like somebody is falling asleep, somebody suddenly wants to go toilet, somebody remember, and somebody running out with his phone. But just talk about some dunya thing. And you see, everyone is so interested. And everything else is put away. Now, this is the subject. Whether it has got absolutely nothing to do with us. But just some other thing, that thing appeals to us so much. So Allah make us of those people who enjoy the talks of deen. And wherever we can, we make some muzakara of deen. Today, anything else, like now we're having bayan, MashaAllah, Maulana has bayan took place, the ashar took place, qiraat took place. When we will leave here, now we all, most of us going different places, nobody is going to stay in the masjid. Even Maulana Muhammad said, we'll go to his house here, right next door, but nobody is going to stay in the masjid. But who of us will talk anything about what we heard here? Generally, we'll start some other subject, some other thing. Yeah. We'll go home. Will we repeat? Will we think about what we heard? And all what things the ashar of Hazrat, the ulama who are sitting the ayat of the Quran that were recited. All this here, but we don't. Our interest is not. This is what. For deen, we have to live and cultivate this. Allah give us tawfiq. Then the month of Shawwal came, in which the six rozas, when Allah gave tawfiq, we have to only make shukr to Allah. It's only by Allah's tawfiq. And what great value there is in there. This year I didn't keep my Shawwal roza. Make niyat for next year. If you add our niyat, Allah will give you the sawab already. Be sincere in your niyat and make shukr to Allah what niyat He gives us. In the mornings also, we make near that today all your commands which are directed to me, Allah, I'm going to fulfill them. Five times namaz, talking the truth, all the things, I will do that. Already you got your sawab. And when you do it, then according to the quality of your amal, Allah will increase it all the time. So Allah give us tawfiq that the shawwal then comes now, our qurbani and our hajj we are now coming. So let us also get in every way prepared. Acquiring the knowledge of our qurbani, the masail also, all these things, and how to make our qurbani also the best. Last year I made my qurbani, but with my excitement, I didn't read all my du'as, I just slaughtered, it's halal, bismillah, we Allahu Akbar, but all the proper way, etc. Last year, whatever the other deficiencies were in my qurbani, and qurbani is also such a great ibadah. Also that we have to open our hearts and get involved in qurbani. It is what a great thing to commemorate the great sacrifice of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, which we cannot dream or think about. That when the son just comes of age to help his father, at that time a dream and a dream of a Nabi is 100% true. It was wahi from Allah Ta'ala. And to take the knife and be prepared to slaughter your son. And with shaitan interfering with you three times, that this is just dreaming or you don't know. Going to the wife, where is your husband taking your son? Going to the son, where is your father taking you? Today we small excuse, then we just absolved of it. But what determination! Where will we find a father in the world today for the pleasure of Allah to slaughter his son? This is what our Islam is about. But today we, even that little goat or that sheep to slaughter, that is also just to spend that money. Already we start talking, this year's qurbani very expensive. Just to spend it, and Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَطِيبُوا بِهَا نَفْسَا. What happiness make your qurbani. Spend your money on this qurbani. It doesn't mean that those who are doing the qurbani operation, that they exploit the people. That they charge big amounts now because you must do it happily. No, they also a service Allah Ta'ala let us do it. And then see the barakat Allah Ta'ala gives when we do things for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Not only rands and cents all the time, rands and cents are going to be left behind. What we do for Allah's pleasure, what Allah will give on that. So the qurbani also we get ready as much as we can. Try and read also. Listen to, mashallah, very good, their bayans also on the sacrifice, the historical aspect of qurbani, the spiritual aspect of qurbani, the masail also, the virtues and sawabs also that we get of qurbani. On that subject, one little point, inshallah, it will help us all. Like, for example, between Maghrib and Isha, we should try and read Surah Tabarakalladhi. Surah Al-Iklam Neem Sajda, the reward is like making ibadah on Laylatul Qadr. We read this two surahs during this time. Reading Surah Tabarakalladhi, the reward is Allah will save us from the azab of the Qadr. But if we can bring ourselves a little above and we don't worry about the rewards are there, they are mawood, promised, and they are the benefits, but we do it solely for the pleasure of Allah. So just to understand this, that one person who read the hadith, that a person who keeps quiet for 40 days, then Allah Ta'ala, for Allah's pleasure, Allah make the words of wisdom to gush from his bosom. Allah put such words on him. So he kept quiet for 40 days, but nothing happened. He was just more quiet. No words of wisdom were coming on his tongue. So he asked an alim, so he asked, why you kept quiet? He said, for the words of wisdom. He said, you were supposed to lillah. You were supposed to keep quiet for Allah's pleasure. Mm-hmm. Then Allah won't only give you that benefit. Watch it, what Allah will give you. You have your son working in the shop for you. You have a worker who is working. The worker takes his salary every month. Son, no salary. But the worker is from 8 to 5. Whatever his times are, he works there. But the son, no time. He works. Over time he has to go. Middle of the night, the alarm goes off. He's gone. He's doing in that room. What condition he's going. He can be short or anything. But finally, when it's time of marriage, the worker tells the boss, buy me a house, buy me a car. The boss will say, I pay you, what must I do more? But his son, he didn't even take a salary. The father sees to his house. He doesn't have to worry. The father sees to his whole marriage expenses, everything. So we do just for Allah's pleasure. And we don't even take sawab from Allah. Our niyat is jais to do things for sawab. 100% is jais. To do read Surah Tabarakalladhi to get saved from the azab of qabr, 100% is jais. But you do it only that, Ya Allah, you be pleased with me. Allah will give so much more. Allah give us that tawfiq. What Allah will give on that, we cannot imagine. And before, it was a time when people, the ulama told the people, do this amal, that amal. The fazilats were not mentioned. And they should tell them, just do it. And at that time, ikhlas, for Allah's pleasure. So nobody really knew the virtues also. And they just did it. One place we went, and all Hadrat's du'as, which Hadrat teach us to after Fajr, after Maghrib, we mentioned all that, and all the virtues also. Today it is necessary. From Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah this time, he said, tell the people the virtues, because we have become like materialistic. We read Ayatul Kursi because I want protection, not for Allah's pleasure. We read this du'a for barakah. We read this du'a to pass my exam. We read that du'a for that. So now people, then at least they make some amal. And this is also virtuous. But that, what is that? So before, they should just tell the amal and just do it for Allah's pleasure. And the people didn't even know the virtue. And they did it only for Allah's pleasure. Now today, unfortunately, we have come that we're only doing it for the virtue. And we're not doing it for Allah's pleasure. And we're just doing it just for whatever benefit we can get. So Allah give us that tawfiq, whatever we do. And also if we make the niyat only Allah's pleasure, our whole dunya will also become deen. And try it out, Allah give us tawfiq. I'm going to the shop for Allah's pleasure. Now that you're going without any intention, I'm going to shop to make business. I'm a businessman. I have to do business. I'm a doctor, I'm going to my surgery. I'm an accountant, I'm going to my office, I'm going to do my work. That's all. But for Allah, then see how many things will become conscious. But if it's for Allah's pleasure, what am I doing now? Now when we take out our cell phone, now it's for Allah's pleasure. Now what am I doing? Is this for Allah's pleasure? We will get saved also from so many gunas. So for Allah's pleasure. So qurbani also, the virtues also, we study them also. But do it really the qurbani for Allah's pleasure. That Allah must be happy. Then see the great benefits that we will get in the qurbani. And all the other aspects of qurbani also, of course it cannot be covered in one talk anywhere, but ulama will be speaking about it now. Lot of programs there are everywhere. Let us try and enlighten ourselves, refresh ourselves. When the children also build a fever in the house of qurbani, that we're going to make qurbani at home this year. And that we're going to get the animal 1-2 days, if more longer, even better, we're going to keep them. It's a little sacrifice. Our garden may not, the animals will spoil the garden. Lot of other things also. On the day of qurbani, our spotless kitchen, blood will be everywhere, everything. But that is what is qurbani. That is what we should have. This qurbani is not like the Ramzan Eid, where a person is kurta, is spotless, everything. This is a time where a person just got his vest, perhaps his lungi, and is busy slaughtering, making pieces, cutting, and Allah give us tawfiq more to go to the poor and give out the one third also. Now also that masala is quite well known to everyone, that it is jais to keep all the qurbani meat for yourself. Whereas we, many of us will remember those times, the one third had to go immediately on the day of qurbani, going to dish out and giving to the poor people. But now it's a different one third now hour is for the deep freeze. One is for the bri on that day, and one is to go and give those people who we know they're going to give us. So we just square one. But really, and qurbani is to sacrifice, but we don't want to sacrifice, we'll give it to the poor, etc. And of course, what the due regard we should take, the meat shouldn't go off also. Many places we give it to certain people and they can't handle all that meat, some organization, and the meat goes off, that shouldn't happen. But we should, and if we can go personally, it is said, Ni'mal Amir ala Babil Faqir. Very honorable is that rich man who goes to the door of the poor person. And when we start going, we won't get the poor coming to collect their dues from us. If we go and give them, Allah will make it that they are getting their share and we are going to give it. And the qurbanic time can be a starting point, but not the ending point. If we go, Allah give us tawfiq. Today it's a different whole environment. We can't understand the Islamic system and what we call mizaj. One is masalas. Everyone knows the masalas we do. And today also masalas is to find the shortcut and to find the easy way out in everything. Today we learn masalas for that. Whereas masalas were to do everything in its perfection. To do everything. Like for example, Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali has written that a few urine drops messed on your trousers, just a little bit. So namaz is charged with that. The amount is not so much that it won't be. But he says, now what is the mizaj of this? That you don't tolerate that at all. That you make sure you wash it, clean it, go and change your trouser. But now today, in everything, we just want the shortcuts in everything. Knowledge of deen was not for that purpose. Today we have taken it also that where can we just cut short here? Where can we find a loophole here? Knowledge of deen was to do things in its detail. Allah give us tawfiq. We are all really very, very weak and far from what is called the mizaj of deen. And that we have to, and that mizaj of deen you'll never get from the Google, you'll never get from reading books on the internet, that you will get from the kitabs of those people who wrote those kitabs. And you will get when you sit in the company of those people who have got the deen in their life, then that mizaj of deen. And we see it clearly today, because that is not there. And for great ulum, knowledge is to what limits today. But we find all that is used for all show, that this weak hadith is weak, that hadith is weak. Who will look for a weak hadith which is supported as all the usul of hadith to make amal on it? Today we say that weak hadith, we find it and identify it, it's weak, don't make amal on it. Don't make amal on that hadith, don't make amal on that hadith. But according to the usul, lot of hadith has come from different sources. All the weak make it a strong hadith. And there are many other things also, but we don't look for that to make amal. We are looking for it to not to make amal, to cancel it and take it out. No, knowledge was not for, and I am the first guilty person. Allah Ta'ala, all of us, we get together. And then I'll just end up with this, that today also Allah make it that we come out of this thing of ours and blaming the non-Muslims, blaming shaitan, what they doing, how they handling us. Our problem is not from outside, our problem is within ourselves. We have to come right, we make deen our object. And we follow deen, then our Islam's for progress and Islam's retrogression, going downward. And our deeni life has nothing to do with people outside. For the husband, the wife is not the source. Fir'aun, Asiya, what a life she led. Her husband couldn't deter her. So it is within ourselves that we have to come right. It is not from outside. Today we have now just made this that we're just blaming shaitan. Blaming this country, blaming that nation. They are doing this. They making zulm on us, and we don't realize how much zulm we making on ourselves. How much zulm we making on our wife, our children. What education we giving them? What upbringing? And we are proud that I'm fulfilling the rights of my children. But actually, we are the greatest oppressors of our children. our wives, we let them do things which is totally wrong. They have to go and earn, they have to do all other things also. All this is totally wrong. And we feel we have given them freedom. Today, how we have become blind, as the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, when we start taking medicine to be poison, and we take poison to be medicine, then he says, فَالْمُشْتَكَى إِلَى اللَّهِ. Our complaint is now to Allah. When people are so convinced that your poison is your remedy, and what is your remedy? You don't want to go near it, it's your poison. When that has become our case, and we're promoting that, then how, where are we going to stand? And this is the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, khatimun nabiyyin, and this is the seal of all the ummahs also. If this ummah is going to go, then who is going to guide mankind? And if we're going to follow those people who were supposed to follow us, and we following them, and those are the people who follow their dogs, when they take their dogs for a walk in the morning, in the late afternoon, and they walk behind the dog. Where the dog wants to urinate, they stop and wait, let it urinate, finish. Where it wants to defecate, do number two, leave it, let it finish, then we will walk. People like that, we make them our imams. We follow, and what? In the things which are, like for example, the sports. How we become mad for their sports. And as if we haven't got an imam to lead us. If we did not have an imam, and what an imam? Who sacrificed every moment of his life for us, who cried for the ummah, who made the musalla western with tears flowing, and who worried of us on the day of Qiyamah, who worried and said, oh Allah, that when Malakul Maut comes to any of my ummati, let him come and take his ruh in a nice way. Worried about that, and we just discard his deeds. And we are all so guilty of all these things. So we must not blame other people. And the worst blame game will be in Jahannam. Allah save us. How the world, this one will blame the wife. Wife will, the azab of Jahannam. How many things together? Just today, just blaming one another. We know when it starts sometimes in the house, in the shop, wherever. Everyone wants to blame one another. And they're continuously, Allah save us. Allah protect us. So Allah has given us a short while. This is a really valuable time, this time. All of us appreciate this time and try and make our deen, make our akhirat. Please Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala, let the ummah come up again, and that whole resource is not outside us, it's not our money also. It's inside us. All that Allah has put it within us. And it is just for us to start using all this. And then inshaAllah, if we do that, every one of us becomes conscious that I have to live a proper Islamic life, and especially the ulama, others, whoever can, we do more for deen. Even the public, all, we do more for deen will become alive in the world. We don't have to worry, there's nobody, just like our Jamaat Namaz. If in Jamaat Namaz, the Imam made a mistake, somebody who was not in Namaz corrected the Imam, and the Imam took that mistake, or the whole Namaz is broken. And if the Imam did not make a mistake, but somebody thought he made a mistake, he's in Namaz. And he gave the Imam, and he gave him another place to read. And he read that, Namaz is in order. So our success and failure is not outside the masjid, it is inside the masjid. How much we bring in, our success and failure is not outside Islam, it is within our Islam. Everything is within us. We have to become conscious, we realize our duties, the housewife, her duties, the husband and the father, his duties, everyone our duties, the ulama, the public, today public want to blame ulama, ulama want to blame public, all we just blaming one another. And that is not going to get, we're just going to fragment and go more and more into pieces. But if we, everyone, we become conscious of our duties, inshallah, we will immediately have a better ummah. And Allah's rahmat will come down. Also, we have to think very much, not only that what are the natural sources and resources, but think what is from Allah, our relationship with Allah. The actual fact is, all our matter is solely and only with Allah Ta'ala. When Allah wants to, He will use the wife to punish us. When Allah wants to, our own musallis will punish us. And when Allah wants to, then your enemy will come from outside to protect you. It is all in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. And how many cases where you go and very frightening condition, Allah sends not the police, the army to protect you. This is the work of Allah Ta'ala. So our relationship is not more with the public and that. Our relationship more is with Allah. And Allah is wahdahu la shariq. Allah is qadir, He is qadir. He is alim, He is alim. And He is ghafoor. And He is ghafoorul rahim. He is ghafoorul wadood. How He loves us. We just have to turn to Him, Allah give me and give us all tawfiq.